think homeless people generally get a rough deal in society. They're most likely to be the victims of crime than the perpetrators of crime, the victims of assault rather than the perpetrators of assault. But what we try to do is make sure that we can be a voice for our clients, and we're extremely fortunate in Brighton and Hove to have a police force who is particularly responsive and aware of the issues affecting the street community. They have a dedicated team who are well known among to our clients and well known to our staff. We have a day centre where we have a fully equipped medical suite where we have doctors, nurses, chiropodists coming in, dentists, people who are now looking at vision. And again, we are what we can to bring mainstream services to where our clients are. In that itself is a danger that our clients become ghettoised. They get special services in special places. What we want to do is to actually say to them, experience a GP, a nurse, a dentist, and then let's get you registered with a proper GP practice. This is where you can go. You have a right to receive primary and secondary health care. We've been around for a long time, and many of my staff have been around for a long time. They've been, myself, my deputy, and the senior manager responsible for homelessness services, that director, together we've been at the organisation for over 75 years. So we know everyone, everyone knows us, I suppose. And the police are very sensitive, and they know that their job is easier because of us. And if there is an issue that they need to deal with, for example, there was a tragic murder of a young woman in St Nicholas Churchyard, and the police needed to interview the street community. So they worked with us, and we spoke to people who used our day centre, and the police came in and took lots of statements. They made it clear that they weren't interested in anything else other than that this particular crime. And as a result, our clients were willing to talk to the police, give them information that did lead to a successful prosecution.